More than 2 million Syrians have fled the country since that nation's civil war began 2 years ago. Half a million of those refugees are now in neighboring Jordan. The BBC's Yolan Nell reports.
The Jordanian national anthem crackles out from loudspeakers during assembly at Al-Muthanna bin Haritha School in Erbid. But a lot of the boys don't know the words. They're Syrian refugees who've recently moved to North Jordan. Because of the fighting back home, many haven't been to classes in 2 years. Lessons start in the afternoon after the Jordanian children have gone home. Syrian pupils like 12-year-old Tariq Batahi have a lot of catching up to do. After school, I accompany Tariq back to his tiny, cramped apartment close to the city's university. His mum shows me around.
Hi, Hona. Ghurfat al awlad. Ihna binnam hon.
Qadesh awlad hon?
Saba.
Seven children,
yes.
In this one room, wow.
The family lives in accommodation meant for a single student. When Sabah compares it to her house back in Dura in Syria, it's very upsetting. Our house there has memories and history, Sabah tells me. We built it up over 20 years. Then, in a second, everything was gone. Her husband, Mohammed, believes Syria's civil war will only end if the West helps to get rid of President Bashar al-Assad. He should have been attacked long before now. If there had been a strike 6 months ago, the problem would be solved, he says. In a coffee shop in Erbid, Jordanians gather to watch a football match. They also long for an end to the crisis next door. Already it's brought more than 500,000 Syrians across the nearby border into their country. In this city, one in every three people is a Syrian. And the mayor, Hussein Banihani, is worried that hospitality is turning to hostility.
The prices of homes and rents have risen, so this created some problems in our society. Already, our citizens were struggling with the high cost of living. Now, this has increased three or four times in the past 2 years, and the Jordanians are suffering.
At a kebab shop, locals have plenty of complaints, but they think that any US-led strike on Syria would only make matters worse.
We're going to have a disaster in Jordan, actually. I mean, can you imagine if they hit Syria, you're going to have millions of people going to come down to Jordan, which is going to make things here crazy. I mean, the cities here cannot absorb more than the people it has.
The increasingly crowded streets of Erbid will see the effects of whatever happens next in Syria. But even here, there's disagreement about how the West should act for the best.
The BBC's Yolan Nell in Jordan.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.